And that was pianist Natalie Clay. We change our timbres here, and we're going to welcome Ian Knight. Ian is 19 years old and is a student at Eastern Washington University. His instrument is the alto saxophone, and he is going to be playing a piece by Mark Eschen. So it's a sonata for saxophone and piano. His teacher is Stefan Friel. He's been studying for 8 years and coming along as a pianist this morning, Scott Redenauer. So this is Ian Knight.
Thank you.
Ian Knight, along with Scott Rednauer, in that performance of music of Marc Eschenne. Marc Eschenne, who's one of those wonderful French writers for saxophone. They know how to write for the instrument, I think. It was a piece that was really challenging for you to put together?
A little bit. It took a little while. The most difficult part about that piece in specific is there's a lot of changing meter and interesting rhythmic rhythmic ideas, especially combining with the saxophone and piano over that changing meter. That's a little bit difficult to put together, but it was a lot of fun. I love that piece.
All right, and it's a wonderful one. I'm really happy that you played that. You are a student at Eastern Washington University, and you are saying that you're hoping someday to wind up teaching your instrument.
I am. Yeah, I love it at Eastern. Second year there, studying under Dr. Friel. He's amazing. So much fun. And I think the job that he has, where he's able to be like the head of a saxophone studio at like a university, being able to teach saxophone on an individual level, seems just so much fun to me. And he still gets tons of playing opportunities, and I love getting to perform. So,
all right, well, good. Thank you for coming and performing for us, Ian.
Thank you,
Ian Knight. And we move ahead here by my telling you, because I've been remiss in doing my radio duties, that you are tuned to the stations of Spokane Public Radio, KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bonners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg, KOMQ OMAC, KPBG Oroville, KTWP Twisp, KPBW Brewster, KPBY Colville, plus translators, and, of course, streaming audio. With support from Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, providing full-day preschool with hands-on curriculum, weekly field trips, outdoor play, and more. Details at harvardparkpreschool.com. And Rocket Bakery, since 1992, providing locally handcrafted drinks, scratch-made bakery items, and taking special orders. Rocket locations at rocketspokane.com, home of the pink cookie. Claire Dugan, do I say your name?
Dugan.
I had a 50-50 chance of getting it right, and so I of course, took that other route. Claire Dugan, who is a soprano, is a student at Eastern Washington University as well, where she studies with Dr. Nicole Sonbert. And she is going to be playing, she is going to be singing. Is this an aria or a song? Okay, an aria by a composer whose name is not familiar to me. We can work that out afterwards. Millecker is his name, and it's Ich Schenk Mein Herz. This is Claire Dugan with, at the piano, Scott Rednauer.
Tränen oft vergossen in
That was Claire Dugan singing that music from 19th century Vienna. It had that wonderful Straussian kind of feeling to it.
Yes.
Thank you for singing that for us. And I must say at this point, if I was wearing a hat, I would take it off to you, because in your writing a little bit about yourself, you said that one of your goals is to become a middle school choir teacher.
Yes.
For that, you are to be blessed. it's a challenging job, but an extremely important one. And I'm so glad that you came here and shared your music with us today and shared that about you. So, Claire, thank you.
Thank you
very much. All right. We move now, as we get to a little bit of setup going on here, for Music for String Bass. Our next young artist is Cole Featherstone, and he is 20 years old, a freshman at Eastern Washington University. He studies with Spokane Symphony bassist Kim Pluniak, and is going to be playing for us a very well-known piece that I frankly have not heard played on the double bass before, so this is going to be a real treat. This is The Vocalese by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Tomoko Kamira is the pianist.
Thank you.
Cole Featherstone playing that music of Sergei Rachmaninoff, the vocalese, the pianist Tomoko Kimura. And Cole, come on over to the microphone here while we get our next performer set up. Thank you for that. There's an added dimension that comes from playing that piece on double bass, for sure. You mentioned in the notes that you gave us that you are also interested in conducting.
Yeah, I love all music, and getting to conduct is just something entirely special. My dad was a conductor for years, and so I grew up going to see his university symphonies and him conducting them, and you know, that's what I want to do someday.
All right, very good. Well, I hope that your dream becomes a reality. So right now you are at what point? You're just a freshman at, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that you're just a freshman. You are beginning your journey at Eastern Washington University. How has your first year been?
It's been great. You know, it's been a little weird because I started my college experience last fall at Central Washington University, but ended up coming to Eastern, and Eastern's just been so phenomenal. The bass professor, Professor Pluniak, I absolutely adore. She's been phenomenal.
All right, good. Well, I hope that that relationship continues through your career there at Eastern, and that you find your dream out there.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. All right, we now turn from, we're going to stay in the bass clef for one more time here. We heard from the string bass. We now hear from bassoon, as played by Tobin McKeon. Tobin lives in Spokane Valley, is homeschooled, although he does participate in the University High School Wind Ensemble. He is a student of Lynn Feller Marshall, and he has some Mozart for us here, concerto in B-flat for bassoon. Tomoko Kimura remains our pianist.
Thank you.
Tobin McKeon playing the bassoon in that music of Wolfgang Mozart with pianist Tomoka Kimura here on Spokane Public Radio as we are in the midst of our 2025 edition of Music Fest Northwest. And we are starting toward home here in this second day of broadcast. We have another broadcast day tomorrow. So, and if you missed anything along the way, this is available as a podcast. And that should be today's. It will be up later on this afternoon. And yesterday's performances are already up online. So you can check that out at SpokanePublicRadio.org. A pianist by the name of Gideon Jones is at the piano bench right now. He is 14 years old in the ninth grade at Meade High School. He studies with Lisa Sedlacek Markham and has been with her 3 years. Plus, he has also studied with his father before that. And he is here to play for us. I had him at one of my favorite pieces. It's The Cat and the Mouse, music of Aaron Copland, played by Gideon Jones.
Thank you.
Gideon Jones playing the Cat and the Mouse. Who wins in that one?
I honestly think the mouse wins.
Very good. Very good. You have a kind of a fascinating range of interests in addition to being a fine pianist. And I should ask you about piano. Is there, of the composers you study, is there one that you really feel a connection with, an affinity for?
This year I've studied a lot of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed Copland.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did some Chopin. I really enjoyed that.
All right, very good. You play trumpet in the marching band. In addition to that, good for you. And you also have an interest in swing dancing. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about that?
When I started going into high school, my friends, they wanted to teach me swing dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started learning, and I really just started enjoying it. And so, no, just do it for fun.
All right. You have a good collection of friends there. Congratulations. And thank you so much for playing that piece for us.
Thank you.
All right. That was Gideon Jones. And now we, again, switch instruments. And we are going to hear Katie Sanchez, who is a violinist who studies with April Martin. She is going to be playing for us a section from the unaccompanied Partita number 2. This is the Sarabande. Music of Bach, played by Katie Sanchez. Katie Sanchez playing that music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Katie, lovely, lovely performance. Do you get a chance to play in ensembles at all?
Yes, I play in the Spokane Youth Orchestra.
Ah, very good. Okay. Just really, really fine playing there. Thank you for that. And I should say that Vicky comes to us from Dolson Gardens in Idaho. Thanks for being on the trip.
Thank you.
And now we move on. We have to move quickly here because we are getting close to the top of the hour. We turn back to Emerson Johnson, who played with her sister earlier in our time together today. She is going to be playing solo a section from the first movement of the Concerto 5 by the composer Seitz. This is Emerson Johnson. Emerson Johnson. Emerson, thank you so much for playing that music of Friedrich Seitz. Is that a hard piece to put together?
Yes.
Yes. There's a lot of finger work in that one. So congratulations. Very, very nicely done. It says here that you hope ultimately to become a famous violinist. I think you're off to a good start in that. Okay. So keep up with the good work. Thank you, Emerson.
Welcome.
All right, one more player left to go, and that would be Emily Jones, who is a pianist and a student of Judith Shefflin. And she's been studying with Judith for 8 years. Emily is 17 years old and studies at the Spokane Classical Christian School. And she is here to play, let's get the music, some more Bach. Yes, good way to stop, good way to finish today with the Prelude and Fugue in F sharp major. Thank you. Emily Jones, our pianist, and that music of Johann Sebastian Bach to close things off here today. Boy, the Black Keys get a workout in that piece, don't they? Do you find it challenging to play stuff that's in those higher keys? Lots of...
Yes, so I don't feel like it's a difficult piece, but
you can
was...
tip that microphone up a little bit. There you go.
I didn't feel like it was a difficult piece because of how short it was, and mm-hmm. it looked to me simple, but then when I started learning it and realized that it was an F-sharp major and had six sharps in it, I was like, oh, maybe this will be a little bit harder to learn than I thought it would be. So
well, you certainly rose to the challenge. any other composers who you especially enjoy working with?
I like romantic composers like Chopin and a lot of those as well.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for being with us here today and for playing the Bach for us and closing out our second day together.
All right. Thank you so much.
Very good. You have been hearing participants in Music Fest Northwest on Spokane Public Radio. It's our just joyful duty every year to bring you the performances of those whom the adjudicators think have that performance edge that you would enjoy hearing. I do hope that you enjoyed hearing our wonderful players today. If you missed anything, it'll be available as a podcast from Spokane Public Radio later on today. And I should mention that there are concerts that go along with Music Fest Northwest as well. And there's one tonight, the College Collage Concert of those university-aged students who participated. And that is at 7 o'clock tonight. And the Festival Highlights Concert is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You may hear some of the same players and singers that have been here with us at KPBX on that program. And then the Choral Festival Concert is Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. All of these performances are at the Myrtle Wolzen Performing Arts Center on the Gonzaga University campus. The Young Artist Concert is going to be this time around all the way in October. More on that as we get closer to it. I'd like to thank all of the performers from Music Fest who were part of the proceedings over the last couple of days and those anticipating them coming in tomorrow. Thanks also to the staff and board of Music Fest Northwest, to our event donors, to our great Spokane Public Radio volunteers who helped out, and also to the Piano Technicians Guild, Piano Technicians Guild of Spokane. I'm Jim Chevenin. I would like to also thank my colleagues Henry McNulty and Aaron Bratt for helping make this as smooth a production as we possibly could.